Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Leon Walicki talking about one of my favorite things, the Azure portal. I know you're excited about the portal because you work on it every day.
I'm very excited, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you.
You know, the portal's been just getting better and better and better. I know that a couple years ago when it first came out, there was a little bit of growing pains and some people were like, what's happening? What is this thing? But I spend most of my day in it all the time. It just gets faster and faster.
Thank you very much. Yeah, performance has been one of the key aspects in one of the key areas for investment for the team. Mm-hmm. And we've been trying to make sure that we give customers the performance that they want and need.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you're always chatting me on Skype for Business is new usability features, things that make the portal faster. So give us some tips and some tricks how we can move around better.
Sounds awesome. The first thing to mention is that we have a preview stamp of the portal, so everybody gets to be an insider. Mm. So if you type preview.portal.azure.com, you get access to a stamp that has some features that are in the works. So you can get early access to features that we're working on, give us feedback, and help influence those features.
Okay, so it's like a staging site a couple of weeks in the future.
Something like that.
Can I switch back and forth in different browsers?
Yes, you can switch very freely, even in the same browser, in different tabs. They're all fine. They work very nicely side by side.
So portal.azure.com, preview.portal.azure.com.
Exactly, and everything that I'm going to show right now, it's in preview. Most of the features are in production, some of them are not, but if you go to preview, everything that you see right now, you will be able to use.
And it can't hurt my subscription. It's totally safe to go to preview.
Totally safe.
Okay, that's fantastic. Let's see some preview stuff.
Cool. The first thing to mention that, I mean, this is both in preview and also in the full portal, is the ability to search.
You know, nobody uses that. We have the same feature in Visual Studio, and I see people going through the menus, tools, options, like, no, just type what you want. It shows up. Number one thing I use is search.
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because when I go to conferences or speak with customers, there are a lot of customers that are not aware of this one. And it cuts the journeys, you know, it cuts getting to where you want a lot.
Absolutely. I don't know why.
One interesting thing also is that search, you know that we have these keyboard shortcuts in the portal.
Okay.
Basically, if you can hear to the help, you type
I think you can shortcuts. Also put question mark and get up this way quickly as well.
Yeah. And so, but if you type the one that is interesting, if you type G slash, you get the focus. You put the focus directly on the search box.
Uh huh. So G slash. So yeah, the slash is a very common. You see that in a lot of web apps. GitHub has it, where the slash takes you to search. Okay.
And one nice thing is, as soon as you get the focus in the search, you get access to the recently used resources. So if you're looking for something that you used recently, just hit enter or use the arrows and get there right away.
You're right. And of course, there's also the subscription filter.
Of course.
Some people have lots of subscriptions. You have 28.
Yes.
That's a lot more than I do. So you can go and change those filters as well.
Exactly.
And as you start typing, it immediately sends what you want.
Yeah, let's do that. And one interesting thing is that this search, it's important to mention that it works across all your subscriptions. So in this case, I have 5 subscriptions selected. This search is searching across the 5 of them.
Mm.
And in this case, for example, this is the one that I want. Screen reader 1.
I notice you're using the keyboard. I like
that. Yes, the arrows. Hit enter, and I go directly to the VM.
Right. Reminder here, of course, control slash to search these things. That slash is a good reminder to get into your hotkeys. Okay? Fantastic. What else?
Pretty cool. Another thing that is very interesting, when you go to browse resources, you know, go through a list of resources that you own, we try to make it better and easier to find what you're looking for.
Right.
So very quickly hit the all resources, which is one of our most popular entry points.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the first thing to notice is that we added more filters, so you have more possibilities to narrow down what you're looking for.
Ah, I see locations. I love to do that because I have a lot of things. I think about my things in locations. Sometimes I want to group them as well.
And the other one, the grouping is an interesting one. You can group by different aspects, so you can group by resource group, subscription, or whatnot. So basically, you can get a better view of your things.
That's nice.
One thing that we are adding also, we are integrating tags in this view as well. So you will be able to group by tag, filter by tag, and whatnot.
So the tag would be my own custom metadata that I can add and then group there if I
Absolutely.
Want to. Nice. Because not everyone does things neatly in resource groups.
Exactly. Or even when you do, you might have a resource group that has an app that has multiple tiers. You might want to separate them or whatnot, or components. You can do all of that with tags.
Very cool.
And another thing that you might notice is that we have like the multi-select here. So basically, we are adding the ability of...
When did that happen?
Yeah, that was very soon, a few weeks back, towards build.
I did not know that happened. That's fantastic.
The first one that you will notice is that when you are in the all resources list, if you select multiple, you can delete multiple resources of different types.
Mm.
I'm going to be adventurous and hit delete because it asked me for a confirmation. So
okay, there you go.
And the other interesting one, if I go to the list of VMs, for example,
mm-hmm.
Same thing, but you will see commands that apply to sets of VMs. So you can select a few VMs, narrow them down with the filters, and then stop all of them, for example.
Oh, that's great.
For example, I'm going, one thing that
right,
I can do.
Filter them all, select them all, and then say pause or whatever.
Exactly. All of these, select them all.
Beautiful.
I'm not going to do that because these are the machines where we run. By the way, one thing that is very important to us, our accessibility testing. We're making a big investment on accessibility. We want to make sure that Azure has world-class accessibility grades.
So that means like all the WAI and kind of like screen reader things?
Exactly.
I know it's very important.
Yeah, and it's a very big investment for the team.
Excellent.
We're fully committed to get to the best grades of accessibility there.
That's great.
Another interesting thing, remember that we used to have classic and ARM VMs and there were two lists and whatnot?
Right.
Well, the list of VMs right now includes both classic and ARM VMs, so you can manage all your VMs from the same list.
That is so helpful. I don't like seeing classic. All I know is I made a virtual machine 4 years ago. It's still running. Just let me think about it as a virtual machine.
Precisely. Fantastic. That's what you have right now.
That's great.
Another interesting thing. Let's move on to another one. Mm-hmm. Remember we talked about search in the past?
Right.
And you can use to search one resource, but also you can use it to search things that are important to you.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that there's a lot of people that doesn't know is that we have a great template story in the portal.
Right. There's a ton of templates, but they're all way over in GitHub. So I always have to go over to GitHub, get the template, and then come back over to the portal and do that little dance.
Exactly. Well, we have something that you would like in that case.
Oh, then. Yeah?
Let me show you. I'm going to go to search, and I'm going to type custom template. And you see, I get this deploy a custom template. Select this thing. The first thing that you will see is our template deployment UI. We have a few quick starts that you can use, but if you're familiar with the ones at GitHub, well, you can type here directly and we'll offer you all the templates that we have in GitHub here, so you don't need to
recognize those. So you're auto-completing by calling that GitHub API
exactly.
And bringing it to me, so I don't have to go over there.
You don't.
That's really
You
cool.
can if you want, but you don't
no,
have
I
to.
No, I love to, even if I can get to that custom template deployment in an easier way, I feel like that's such a great feature, you should make it a button somewhere or a tile.
Yes.
That's great. So you pick one of these.
Yeah, let's pick this one.
Okay.
I have two options. One is I can select the template and run it, or I can edit the template. So let's go to see the edit.
Let's do
template
edit.
Experience. So I'm editing it here. And the first thing that you will see is that we have the editing, you know, with the full code editor, syntax coloring or whatnot.
Right.
But also we have the full outline of the template, similar to what you get in Visual Studio.
So hang on, the left side is the representation of the tree of the right. So I'm seeing here, plan name, plan size, plan name,
which
plan
are these
size.
Guys?
Oh, that's beautiful. This is the best editor so far because it's challenging to edit very large ARM templates.
Absolutely. And we have more even to help you. Look, in this case, I click here on the web app, so I jump directly there. So I'm going to add a storage account, for example.
Okay.
Let's make it a little bit more interesting. So I'm going to add a resource, and I can do it by hand, or we have some helpers to help you do it faster. So you see, let's get here, storage account.
Right.
I'm going to call it demo.
Right.
And boom, we have a storage account now in the template.
Oh, wow.
It's here. Let me make it a
little
bit.
So much better.
Let's make it way better.
Like, I don't mean to pick on the ARM template people, but they're so hard. But this is really nice.
And look at this. Let's say right now, the name comes from a variable.
Right.
The value that I gave. So
sure,
let's
sure.
do this. Let's go to the web app name. Let's change a little bit the metadata. Let me see if I can find it. Web app and storage account.
Right. That way you can reuse the name.
Yes, and what I'm going to do is come here and say, let's use parameters. Sorry, one extra E. This is my Spanish web app name.
All
so
right.
I can edit manually or I can use all these tools to help
and
me.
And you can move back and forth from the left to the right as however you makes you happy,
as
especially
as
for large templates.
Yes, and look at this. This is interesting. Now that I'm done, I'm going to save it, and the portal is going to generate a bunch of UI for me so I can run that template.
So this UI that was just generated like that has those parameters. Where's web app name right there?
Look at this. Let's get, and you know.
Look at that. And that's the text. That's the text directly from your template.
Yeah.
So you have got to make that more, surface it even more.
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic.
And you know, another interesting thing, for some of the well-known fields like subscription, location, and whatnot, we are providing, you know, the right set of values such that you have a better chance of success.
So people can build their own Azure UI for deploying stuff.
Yes.
That's great.
And even if you like the template, you can save it. We have a template library in the portal. Mm-hmm. It's not yet done. It's kind of like a preview work in progress. But sure. At least if you really care about them, you can either save them in your file system and load them in this library.
Right.
Or you can use the one that we have in the portal.
And see, and that's what's so powerful about the ARM templates and why we want people to use them is that you can deploy these in your company so that other people that you work with can go file new our product custom ARM template, get that great custom UI, and then maybe edit it themselves.
Exactly. And look, another interesting one now that we are talking about templates. I'm going to go to an arbitrary resource. For example, in this case, the VM that we were talking about for accessibility. Mm-hmm. For every resource or resource group in Azure, mm-hmm. you will see that you have this automation script option. It's available in every resource in the portal.
Every resource.
Basically, what you get with that when you click it is you get the ARM template for the resource group in which that resource is included. So you see, if I click it, I will get the script to be able to recreate that resource group multiple times. You don't only get the resource group. Sorry, you don't only get the script, but also you get the parameters file and
code. And then the PowerShell or the Ruby or the .NET on how to do it.
Exactly.
And I'm using CLI 2.0, which is something I've been using lately.
There you go.
Which I could then go and click on the Cloud Shell
yes.
and go and play with.
Which is fully integrated in the shell of the portal as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's
so we
cool.
can start playing with this preview.portal.azure.com.
Yes, and some of the features like all the template deployment and all the everything that we talk about templates,
yeah.
that's available in the full production portal. The only thing that you will find right now in the preview
yeah.
is the multiple selection.
Okay.
That one is making its way to production right now.
What is the, and last question, what is the distance between preview and production? Is it weeks or months?
Sometimes it's weeks, sometimes it's months, depending on the size of the feature and the amount of validation that we want to make.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, we like to get feedback, and when we are not sure, we want our customers to help us to determine if that's the right way or not. And mm-hmm. the best way is putting things in front of them and getting their feedback early.
And you read all the feedback?
Yeah, I read all the feedback. Actually,
this
read
is true.
Every single line of feedback. And one thing that we do is we categorize it all, and we use it for our planning, evaluation, and obviously next planning as well. What I'm trying to stress is that the feedback is the key asset that we use to know what should we do and if we are doing it right or not.
Fantastic.
One more thing that I wanted to show you. I know that
very
we had
briefly.
A little bit over
Let's
time, very briefly, but you know that we have multiple dashboards, and that's another thing that many customers don't use as much.
This is, in fact, one of my most favorite things, because I like to go and have it like on the big TV, right? I think that
yes.
people should have like a dashboard on the big TV, but they just leave it here. It's like when you see someone who hasn't customized their Windows desktop.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Exactly. And you know, we use those. We have in our big TVs in our team room a lot right. of Ibiza dashboards. Sorry, Ibiza, that was our code name. A lot of Azure Portal dashboards that we use to run our own service.
Yeah. People don't realize not only can you make them, but you can share them with your friends and your coworkers.
Actually, that's awesome. You can have dashboards that are only for you, mm-hmm. or you can share them with your coworkers. Let me show you one very briefly because we are almost out of time, This one, for example.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there's a lot going
on here.
That's
impressive. You should share that with me.
Well, actually, this is the dashboard that we build in the monitoring session at Build. So for the ones who want to know what's behind this or how to build one of these, check out the Build session on monitoring, and you will be able to build something like this or better.
That's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, thank you.
So much fun having you on the show. We're learning all about the secrets of the Azure portal as well as the Azure Preview portal here on Azure Friday.